הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה. הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה. הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח. Hello everybody, this is Judge Eve and my singing tells you to be happy and to sing, and that's in Hebrew in case you didn't know. I'm so blessed today to have back again journalist and researcher Pamela Ray Schuffert, and she'll give her website to you and her way to contact her, because I'd like to encourage you all to support her financially in any way you can. She's been studying this field for years and years and years, and we'll find out what she knows. But I was led to give a couple of verses before we start, and one of them is Isaiah 35, verse 4. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Remember these words. And the other verses are from Isaiah 41, starting with verse 10, about three verses. Bear with me. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They shall strive with thee, shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and thou shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. So please remember those words while Pamela recites her subject. And Pamela, welcome to the show.
Well, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty. You know,
amen.
I'm so honored to be on your broadcast, Judge Eve, and I'm so honored at such a critical time in America's unfolding destiny to be speaking to my fellow American patriots, my fellow American Christians, because things are so heating up now and things are moving ahead so rapidly, especially now through the pushing of this anti-gun legislation, arousing the anger of millions of Americans, even those in law enforcement and military vets, military, who are seeing more and more the clear writing on the wall of a globalist takeover agenda that cannot happen effectively in America until the weapons are seized from the American
people. Before we go any further, I wanted to say, we said two things, and I wanted to go a little bit into your background so people understand where you came from. First of all, what we were talking about after I'd already scheduled Pamela to be on today, how events are happening right in front of our eyes, that things that she has known forever and things that I've known, the Lord showed me concentration camps coming to America 35 years ago before anybody even thought about it, and it's just awesome to see what's unfolding. I want to say, too, Tex Mars from Power of Prophecy will be on the show, in a special show, on April 27, and he was the first one who had published a DVD called Gulags in America and talked about some of the details. God often shows me things way ahead of time in general outlines, and as the time gets closer, he shows me the details. But Pamela, tell us a little bit about your background. You were raised as a Christian, and what you saw in Germany when your father was stationed there.
Yes. Well, I was born at the headquarters of the United States Air Force, Folding Air Force Base in Washington, D.C.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. A little louder.
Sure. Okay. I was born at the headquarters of the United States Air Force in Washington, D.C., Folding Air Force Base.
Yes.
My father was a very famous Air Force figure and remained so for years. He was a major player in the Berlin Airlift. He was also the icon cartoonist for the United States Air Force, pioneering in military humor, and he played a major role in the Berlin airlift to bring food to the starving Berliners. And I was stationed, our family was stationed right after the war in Germany, in Wiesbaden at Lindsay Air Station, and I grew up as a child, in Germany. Yes. And remember as a child seeing bombed out buildings, and then my parents actually went to Dachau, right next to Munich, when I was a child. My mother told me this many years ago, and she said, you know, when we went there, it was not even cleansed from what had happened there, and there was still blackened bones on the litter in front of the crematory oven. The oven that I was to stand in front of many decades later in my when I did research in Germany on the role of the German military Bundeswehr in coming martial law, the role of foreign troops who will be helping to seize this nation for NATO and the New World Order.
You're talking
and
about
I went
the one,
there.
The ones who will come here now, right? The ones who are already here.
Yes, the troops that are already here, German Bundeswehr, Russian, Eastern European, they've been training now for years for the future New World Order seizure of America. This has been something that has been decades and decades in the planning.
And how do you know that?
I
have two questions because I wanted you to bring out how, as a child, you'd read a couple of books that talked about what happened in the concentration camps.
Absolutely.
And how you decided you were never going to let that happen if it came your way.
That's right.
Right.
I will share that. Yes. My father, having fought heavily in World War II and bombing the oil fields of Ploiesti, and his plane shot down over Romania, rescued by Serb Chetniks, he was deeply. He was deeply engrossed in the subject of World War II, and as a child, I noted that our home was filled with books on World War II and also on Hitler's concentration camps. You know, I'll be honest with you, Judge Eve. I have, although I know that there is a distinct element of political Jewish Zionists who are working in America for New World Order agenda, it does not negate, however, the reality that, yes, people were hurt in Hitler's camps. Yes, they were real. And, yes, Jews were rounded up and killed in those camps as well. I get angry with the Holocaust deniers. A lot of them do have it right that, yes, there are Jewish political Zionists that are very much a part of this New World Order agenda, and they're active right in our own Senate and House.
Right.
But it still does not negate the terrible reality that both Jew and Gentile died in these horrible concentration camps. I knew as a child this was true because immediately after the war, immediate survivors of Hitler's camps wrote testimonies, and I read Jewish stories that were absolutely, I mean, very bleak, very, you know, written right after it in detail of it. One was called Auschwitz. The other was called Hitler's Ovens. And I mentioned Dachau and other things. And I remember as a child being not only fascinated but horrified that innocent people, I don't care if they're Jew or Gentile, are sent to camps to be brutally tortured, human experimented upon, and then killed and gassed in the camps. In fact, for the Holocaust deniers out there, Corrie ten Boom herself, as a Christian helping the Jews, was sent to the camps. And the only reason why she got out alive was because of a clerical error, but her sister died in these Nazi camps.
I get
very afraid of Holocaust deniers for this reason. These things did happen, and I will never forget.
Let me say, if I may, though, because otherwise I forget, my parents' friends, many of them were Holocaust survivors, you know, with the numbers on their arms. My parents belonged to a club, Lodge 39, you know, there were survivors. And they told me about 18 years ago that they're seeing here in America the exact conditions they saw in Germany before they were taken to the camp. In other words, taking away God, taking away, like you said, the guns are coming up. You know, the national ID card, you know, and terrible, terrible discrimination. The concentration camps, actually 13 million people were killed. 6 million were Jews, but 7 million were Gypsies and Catholics. You know,
Christians opposing the Nazis. Many opponents were non-Jewish. But let me share with them then this, that I remember as a child, even as a child, nobody had to tell me that what Hitler and his Nazi fascists had done was wrong, wrong, wrong. And I remember after reading those books and crying over it and seeing pictures of people behind the bars, the barbed wires and these
striped
clothes, emaciated, including little children and Jewish children. I remember crying and standing up and saying to God, I looked up to heaven and I said, God, I promise you that if ever again there's a future scenario of trains and boxcars and camps for innocent people, people who oppose this kind of tyranny, I will never be silent. I will never stand back. I will stand up and say what must be said, and I will do everything in my power to fight any future Holocaust. And little did I dream as a child that many decades later we would see the unfolding of an American Holocaust or gulag system, where we now have Homeland Security detention camps, FEMA camps, Halliburton, Kellogg, Rutan, Brown camps.
Let me ask you,
prisoner boxcars with shackles to take people to the camps.
How do you know? First, let me say this. You raised a Christian. You are a committed Christian. The way I've advertised about you, too, is that you have connections in high-level government sources who justified these things for you for many, many years of research and what you've observed yourself, right?
Well, this is right. Now, the truth is, we came from a nominal Christian background. We went to church, but there's a big difference between going to church and really knowing the Savior of the world in your personal walk. And it was only at the age of 18 that I came into a personal divine walk of salvation, repentance, forgiveness with Jesus the Messiah. Prior to that, for 5 years, I was lost in the world of New World Order pagan teaching. I was into New Age and all of the occult because I was looking for God, and I was being sucked right into the very New World Order I've now stood against for many, many years. But Jesus rescued me from the horrible darkness of the New World Order, whose father is Lucifer, in fact,
and
Satan the Destroyer.
Pamela, the reason you were allowed to do that, you know, God uses evil for his purposes. By having been you know what
they are
and what they think, so you know how to come against them. You know, that's the
reason. Well, that's right. And a step further beyond that I had no control over because of my father's fame in the U.S. Air Force, as he worked in the Pentagon and in Bowling Air Force Base, and we lived in the Washington, D.C. area. The Air Force decided they just had to recruit him and pressure him into joining the New World Order agenda of the military. And believe me, the New World Order could not dream of taking over America without the New World Order in the military.
There is such a thing, even in the military at that time, called the New World Order agenda?
Oh, absolutely. The New World Order agenda cannot take place in any nation unless they have several power bases that they have infiltrated thoroughly and captured.
Wow.
One is the political power bases, and we see this every day, you know, in elections, whether you vote Democrat or Republic, either candidate
anymore.
Is groomed and mind-controlled over decades to be the choice of the New World Order. They know they have to seize the political power bases. Number two, they have to seize the media power bases, which they have effectively done to control the people through mind control. They have
propaganda.
To effectively seize the military, because it is always going to be a military takeover. Look at communist nations and Hitler's Nazi tyranny. They all had to extensively use the military. The military. They've had New World Order people entrenched in the military in high-level positions for many decades. Absolutely.
Wow.
This has been going on for a long time. And they pressured my father into it. After years of research, he never openly told us this. I had to research this. But not only was my father sucked into the New World Order military agenda and brainwashed, he would come home from the Pentagon making statements like, oh, everybody who believes in God should be sent to concentration camps.
My own father.
As I am going to Bible college to study to be a minister and a missionary, he is literally mocking my Christian faith, but he was spouting the doctrines of the New World Order.
Wow.
They are antichrist, they are Satanist in nature, and the religion, the underlying religion, though you'll never read about it in mainstream media, is actually and factually hardcore Satanism and the Illuminati, the craft, the brotherhood.
Exactly.
It is Satan who is the spiritual father of it.
Exactly.
I have interviewed former Illuminati and Satans who have told me to my face, the New World Order is Satan's kingdom on earth, and we, the Satanists and the Illuminati, are the backbones thereof.
I know. Before we go any further, I'd like people to know your website if they want to contact you, Pamela. And also, I know you could use all the financial help that's possible to be given you. So please give both your website and your address.
Yes, my website is www.AmericanHolocaustComing.blogspot.com. www.AmericanHolocaustComing.blogspot.com. And that is my and my mailing address.
Yes.
Is Pamela Schubert, care of Post Office Box 2396, Columbia Falls. That's two words, Columbia Falls,
yes.
Montana, MT, 59912. That's Post Office Box 2396, Columbia Falls, Montana, 59912. And by the way, Judge Eve, there's a distinct reason why I am living in the Columbia Falls region of Montana. Many years ago that I heard eyewitnesses, fine Christian people taking a prayer journey across America, who said, well, we visited Glacier Park, and Columbia Falls is right outside of Glacier National Park, beautiful Glacier.
Yes.
But she said, we were taking a prayer journey across America. We were going to stay with hosts in the Glacier area, but we wanted to take beautiful pictures of Glacier Park and the Columbia Falls area. So we parked our van, and we didn't want to get lost walking into the woods and mountains, so we followed railroad tracks leading into the woods so we could follow them back out. She said, well, we came upon a shocking sight of a long row of black boxcars that looked strangely out of place and very sinister. She said all five of us walked up to one where the door was partly open. We got our men to slide the door open further. She said, and once our eyes adjusted to the darkness, we saw something that terrified us. Two things. She said, we saw shackles welded inside as if to hold human beings as prisoners. And she said, my friends and I all saw something even more shocking. Bolted into the front and side of it was something that could only be described as a modern-day guillotine. I said,
like,
you've got to be kidding.
Like they used in the French Revolution.
Boxcars and shackles and guillotines in Columbia Falls, Montana. I did much research subsequent to that, came out here, interviewed, found out the history of the boxcars and shackles, and indeed the history of the modern military guillotines, and I've written many reports about that and how the Marines have unloaded them in crates in a closed military base in Glasgow, Montana, and they're bringing more and more guillotines into this region, as they are all across America. This is just a cross-section of what's happening into America.
Didn't you also tell me they're training people to use a guillotine right here in the state of Washington? And what is it, Lewis McClain?
Absolutely. They are.
Yes.
The military, and you know, the people listening to this, unless they have background, will think this sounds crazy unless you understand the actual legislation, religious-based legislation signed by Bush, Mr. New World Order Bush Sr., that will pave the way for massive beheading of people who will not accept the New World Order agenda in America under martial law.
Let me state first, if I may, Pamela, that you love the Jewish people. I love the Jewish
Absolutely.
People. But the ones behind it are Satanist Jews who are like
That's right. That element of Jews that are reprobate, apostate, do not worship the God of Abraham, Isaac,
Israel,
and Jacob, but the God of called Lucifer and money.
Exactly.
Money and Lucifer is their God. And you can find that in any ethnic group, not just Jewish. It's out there in every ethnic group, Jew and Gentile alike, reprobate, apostate, wicked people. In fact, Judge Eve, to make that even more clear, in the past I have worked for years in social work with the Jewish community, taking care of little Jewish children in summer camps, love them as my very own, would give my life for them. It has nothing to do with, quote, anti-Semitism. In fact, I was in denial for a long time and didn't want to report on the element of those certain Jews involved in the New World Order. So this is not being anti-Semitic when I mention these things. It's simply being honest journalism. That's all. This is just plain the very sad truth that I regret to have to even mention, but it is true. It is true.
All I can say is I've lived it because, as I've said before, my parents were killed in Beverly Hills. They lived six blocks west of the Menendez brothers, the name Sternlight, with the help of the Chabad Jewish people. And I had
Lubavitch Chabad.
Lubavitch Chabad. And I had a Chabad rabbi in Las Vegas tell me that my parents had to die to atone for my sin of accepting Jesus in my life and bad things will happen to me. And when I said,
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you kill me? I'm the bad guy. and why are you killing
right.
Jewish people? He didn't know what to say. So as a prophet, I live what's going to happen, excuse me, to the rest of the body. You know, what can
well,
I say?
Well, and the Bavit Chabad are the very ones who brought the legislation for the Noahide laws to Washington, D.C. The legislation for the Noahide laws is based on the Talmud and other Jewish rabbinical writings outside of the, you know, typical Old Testament, Torah, and
right.
they take these Talmudic writings, which are very occult, very blasphemous
demonic.
Against Christians and against Jesus Christ, very hate-filled against anything Christian,
right.
and they have created a false doctrine of the Noahide laws, that God gave laws, allegedly, to Gentiles to follow, and it's called the Noahide laws, and there are seven laws, and if you break several of them, they dictate that you will be executed by decapitation, and the
My
two
God.
Laws that will be used someday worldwide by this aspiring Jewish globalist agenda is the ones that will be used to terminate Christians worldwide and fulfill Bible prophecy of Revelation 20 verse 4 is the are the ones that state that you can be executed by decapitation for idolatry, and you can be executed by decapitation under Noahide laws for blasphemy against God. Jews, and I've worked as a missionary among Jews to share Jesus for many decades. I'm very familiar with all these things. They believe that to dare say that Jesus Christ is divine and the Son of God is blasphemy against God, and they believe that to worship him as part of the Trinity is also idolatry. Therefore, there are at least two of the Noahide laws that will be used to justify the future beheading of Christians under a very, they're very powerful Jewish elements of the New World Order. They are not the only, but they are very powerfully playing a role in this.
What they also condemn, and I think is part of the Noahide laws, is that you cannot even talk against Judaism being what you're describing. In other words,
right.
you can't say that they are the bad guys. By the way, a couple of things I just found out. One of them, allegedly, is that the Rothschilds say that they're descendants of Nimrod from Babel. You know, the one who tried to build a tower.
Right,
church.
Absolutely.
And I thought, that explains Luciferianism. And secondly, the Talmud in part, which just made me sick because my grandparents were very Orthodox. And the one grandpa from Poland, I mean, he knew the Bible. He taught me, you know, the Mishnah, which is the oral law. And the Talmud says that non-Jews are considered as cattle. That's why it's okay to kill them. Yeah, to kill them and to steal from them. So that's horrible. You know,
I understand that. That's right.
And the other thing that you told me that I was amazed, I knew that allegedly Hitler did not die in Berlin as was described, but you said he lived to 107? And
that is correct.
That and how you found that out, please.
I will. Let me just quickly finish my train of thought about mentioned about the guillotines in Washington State. This is important.
Yeah.
I personally met with a man in full military uniform, a camo uniform, camo bags, etc. He was going home on leave and then going to Fort Hood for Black Ops training there. His name was Staff Sergeant Donnie Boissel, and he was on the same transportation that I was on going from Montana heading out towards east. And I saw Fort Lewis on his badge, and I teased him, and I said, "Oh, you're from Fort Lewis. I know all about the modern military guillotines in Fort Lewis." I knew that from Doc Marquis, a former Rothschild Illuminati member who had talked extensively to me about the guillotines, stating that they're real. CIA have told me also that they're real. Pentagon sources have told me they're real. And he almost fell on the ground when I said, "Yeah, I know about the guillotines in Fort Lewis." When he finally regained his composure, he looked at me and said, "Lady, how the heck do you know about that? That is classified military information."
Wow.
I said, "Look, I do journalism. It's my business to know." I said, "And I know all about the guillotines there." And he said, "Would you believe that I am the head of a platoon of 64 men, and when I finish my training down in Fort Hood and my break," he said, "I'll be going back to Fort Lewis McChord, Washington," right out next to Tacoma. He said, "I'll be going back to train my men of 64 in how to operate the modern military guillotines." He said, "We're using test dummies." And I said, "Well, honey, did anybody ever tell you what the heck these guillotines will be used for under martial law?" He said, "No, our militaries never tell us, our military superiors." He said, "But it's a top secret building. partway underground. He said we are not allowed to bring our cell phones because of, you know, camera capability, recorders, nothing. It is so hush-hush. I said, well, let me tell you up front what these people plan to have you and your men do in the future. These guillotines are primarily for beheading future resistors of the New World Order, primarily the Christians who will say, no, we will not deny Jesus Christ to join your damned and accursed New World Order agenda. I said, and they will be beheaded for their faith, just like Bible prophecy warns under a satanic antichrist world government in Revelation 21, when he said, well, I am a Christian, and he went ballistic, and we talked for hours about all this. He said, I see now what they're planning to do, and he said, I'm going to come out with every tank, every weapon I can to fight against this New World Order agenda. I said, dear, one thing you must never do is call your men in your platoon and talk to them, because all your phones are highly monitored because of the sensitivity of what you are doing. That it will cost you your military career and even possibly your life and their lives. He wouldn't listen, and at the next bus stop transfer place in Chicago, I watched very upset as he started calling his men, getting real upset about everything I shared. I called him a few days later, and you wouldn't believe what he had to say. He said, well, he said, you were right. He said, I am now on the run for my life. Neither my credit card nor I can access bank account, checking account. So they've cut off everything, he said. And the men in my platoon that I talked to, they've had black helicopters visit their home, Humvees. They've been arrested, taken away, at least half the men in my platoon, because it spread. And I said, and you want to know what they did? They terminated them, because anybody who knows the truth about these things is not cooperating, they're killing them. I already heard from Pentagon sources that they were quietly killing generals and enlisted men who were openly saying they would not go against the New World Order and support this. I said, I warned you, Donnie, I warned you. So I put big reports on the internet about that. But right here in Montana, I went to a church about two summers ago, a church just 15 minutes from me, and after the service I was talking about these things to people. A man walked up to me and he said, well, look, I'm a Christian truck driver and I know this stuff is true about the guillotine. He said, I am getting phone calls from my trucker buddies. They're hauling loads into Billings, Montana. And he said they are very upset about what they're hauling because they know they are the modern guillotines. I said, bingo. It's all over the country, the guillotines, and they're with the boxcars.
I need to stop you because we have to go on a break, but also let me say anybody who wants to call in for the show may call at 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008, and we'll see you in a moment. Please stay with us.
Hello, this is Judge Eve Ellingwood, known also as Cohen Sternlight. I'm so glad to be on bbsradio.com every other Saturday, like this Saturday, June 2nd. I have a website, www.90210holocaust.com. That's HOLOCAUST.com. The story of my parents' murder in Beverly Hills by my brother and sister and the theft of their millions. I've written a couple of books, but one of them is available on the website as an e-book, Diary of Sovereign Faith in Action. Also, I am a prophet, I am a seer, and I am a healer, and if people are interested, I can set up appointments to help people for a fee, and it will depend on what's involved and what has to be done. And to reach me, you can reach me by my email, eejudgeeve79@gmail.com. That's E like elephant, E like elephant, J, U, D like David, G like George, E like elephant, V for victory, E like elephant, 79@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you and hearing what else you would like to hear on the show and what help you might need. Also, legally, especially for people who are unemployed, I can help. I cannot give specific advice, but I can help. Maybe also political issues and other legal issues and spiritual issues. Thank you. Look forward to hearing from you.
Hello. We're back again with Pamela Ray Schufert, and I wanted to say a couple of things. that Pamela has extensive background, which she'll talk about. I want to add that those who have ears, let them hear, because not to be afraid, but to be prepared to know what to do. Because as Pamela and I have commented, this week she saw things happening that she has known about for years. So her timing for the show is awesome. One other thing, years ago I saw an article in one of the weekly newspapers how in Oregon they have a camp which can house 2 million people, to where they already had trains with shackles ready to go with imprisoned people to keep them there and probably
absolutely
kill them. So go ahead, Pamela. Tell us a little bit about your background and what we're seeing today,
right,
and I'll keep asking you questions. Go
right
ahead, please.
Well, unfortunately, when we lived in the Washington, D.C. area back in the 60s and 70s and early 80s, my father got recruited into this agenda, but I did not understand the New World Order agenda as I understand it today. I just knew that something horrible had happened to my father where he became a nightmare in our home. We were terrified when he came home. They had indoctrinated him well against God and into the very evil New World Order, totally brainwashed.
Yes.
And they even sent another woman into his life to further the dirty work. And that's exactly what happened, and my parents' marriage was destroyed. The only thing that preserved me from a father coming home from the Pentagon filled with New World Order hatred against Christians was the fact that my mother and I were both strong Christians. We found refuge in God through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But it was shocking. But it would take me many years after that to actually start talking to former CIA, to Pentagon, to insiders, whistleblowers, to actually get a clear picture of the coming American Holocaust.
What were you told? What did you find out?
I was told by a former CIA and Naval Intelligence Officer, Michael Moholy, who after 20 years of faithfully serving his government, and Bush Sr. then headed the CIA under Oliver North, he was smuggling drugs into America from South America. There is no war on drugs.
Right.
They're using that to get money for their secret operations. It's
right.
a part of the military and the CIA
operation.
And intelligence. They're bringing
exactly.
the drugs in. Anyhow, I was writing articles for the same publication in 1995 that he was, and he said, well, I have so much to share with you about the New World Order agenda. And I said, well, Michael, what's this I'm hearing about detention camps across America? I thought we lived in freedom. He said, oh, all of us in the CIA know all about the concentration camps in America. I said, Michael, what are they
that
for?
Was,
he,
that was 40
and
that years
was 95.
Ago?
95.
Wow, 95. So, okay.
Yeah, and he said, well, we all in the CIA know about the concentration camps and their purposes. I said, what are they for?
Yes.
He said, we all know they are to terminate. He didn't say incarcerate. He said terminate the future resistors of the New World Order as it comes down in America under martial law. And he began to introduce to me what martial law was all about and the whole agenda of the New World Order. And what a shocker, eye-opener. And I said, Michael, you mean there are people in America actually willing to kill other Americans in a detention camp just because of an ideological difference? He said, well, yes. He said they are, and they're being trained to kill Americans. He said it's not that they even believe in the New World Order, but they have been promised perks, pay raises, and promotions to keep the killing machinery running smoothly, just like Nazi Germany or the gulag system under the communists.
Exactly.
Same kind of totalitary regime.
Exactly. And that's what really bothers some. And we need to be aware, people. You need to have extra special first aid items, extra food, be ready to leave in an instant.
Absolutely.
Part of my job as a prophet would be to lead people and their property to safety. So, and also one other thing which I've told Pamela, I have been made invisible. Remember to ask the Lord to make you invisible, and that would be one way of protecting your lives. Pamela, why don't you tell us what you saw this past week, which amazed you to be able to talk about it on the show today?
Well, let me mention.
Yes.
Yeah, well, let me mention one thing that's very urgent to show you how close these things are. I received reports from a person taking pictures down in Kentucky of these huge, I mean, military armored vehicles, vehicles for war, anti-mine and everything. But stenciled on the side was Department of Homeland Security, and they were trying to deliver these trucks from Kentucky to Tennessee. But you see, each state has its own you know, private statehood. And in Tennessee, apparently, they're up on this, and they were forbidding these drivers of these trucks to bring them into Tennessee. And when they talked, when state officials in Tennessee talked to the people driving these huge truck flatbeds, delivering these vehicles, they were talking to people who had Department of Homeland Security uniforms on, but they were speaking in Slavic, Eastern European, and Russian-type accents.
Wow.
They were not American.
Foreigners.
And here's what I had to tell people. I said, friends, I just put this on my blog, and you can read it. And the article is entitled, Taking Away the Mystery of Why the Foreign Troops in America. These are NATO troops.
Give your blog again, please.
Yes, it is www.AmericanHolocaustComing.blogspot.com. www.AmericanHolocaustComing.blogspot.com.
And this is your mailing address. It's Pamela Ray Schuffert, S-C-H-U-F-F-E-R-T. P.O. Box 2396, Columbia Falls, Montana, 59912. So that's
correct.
2396, Columbia Falls, Montana, 59912. Let me quickly add what I just read this week in WND. I get their notifications, you know, what is it called, World News Daily, that Obama is planning to stay as president till 2020. And what did you say to me when I told you that?
I found out through the military that 2020, especially in the U.S. Army, is a very important target date that they are aiming towards. So they expect much of this martial law and New World Order agenda down by then. 2020, for many reasons that I don't also understand, is a major target date for them. But let me finish what I was saying about this. I said, you know, I want to take away the mysteriousness of why these foreign troops and where they come from. I was in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany, where the George C. Marshall Center is, where they train people, the military and nations all over the world, in a new world order agenda. It is directly under NATO and a part of NATO. And NATO has used its troops. For example, I was over in Germany at the time when they were fighting in Kosovo and the Balkans and Milosevic and all of that.
During Clinton's administration,
2001, I was there, and early 2001, and I was there and saw classes of these foreign troops graduating, and they are training them in the New World Order agenda. And the magazines that I read there were talking about how Yugoslavia was a former Yugoslavia was a United Nations NATO New World Order experiment to see how successfully they could the UN could take over any country for the New World Order, divide it up into regions, and Yugoslavia was divided up into four regions, and then assign their UN troops to patrol each region. That's what poor Yugoslavia was all about. And up in the mountains there, you had freedom fighters fighting for their sovereignty, fighting these troops, and that's when NATO came in and bombed the heck out of them, with even using depleted uranium weapons, which are horrific, and made many of the UN soldiers sick, and they are sick to this day. Absolutely, the deadly horrors of depleted uranium, but that was just a practice. They are going to fully do the same thing. It is their intention in the United States of America, you bet. And it is a NATO-UN agenda.
And how will they do it? Do you have any idea? Have you found out?
Oh, well, of course. It's very simple. And here's what Michael Moholy said to me. He said, well, Pam, they've got to get... The New World Order hates the Constitution, making America a free country, a sovereign nation. They've got to get rid of it. And he said that's why they're going to do as many black ops or horrible deliberately staged bombings or harping of the New Madrid Fault or triggering of disasters across America martial law.
What is
the New
Madrid
Fault? Is where they are anticipating a huge earthquake in the realm of Missouri and where the New Madrid Fault is located.
Ah.
And people on the Patriot side have been monitoring websites showing huge increases of Project HARP ELF frequencies bombarding that area. And when Project HARP ELF frequencies, totally controlled by the military, when they are beamed into the ground, they trigger earthquakes. When they're beamed into the atmosphere, they control the weather and create horrific tornadoes, windstorms, horrible things, or drought or rain. They know how to use it as a weapon.
That's what happened in Sandy, New York, and when I was in Northridge, the Northridge
earthquake,
I knew it was a natural earthquake. It was too up and down, up and down, and I knew where the
aftershock
would be. And also
that's
at the time,
right.
There was a place called Pine Gap in Australia, which has a five-mile deep hole from where they send sonar waves. And, you know, Tesla,
right.
Nikola Tesla had said he knew how to create earthquakes. So this is
absolutely.
Yes.
And the military loves this kind of technology, but I knew from being born into a military family, grow up surrounded with military, the military has no regard for innocent human life. They are brazen, they are arrogant, they don't care how many innocent people suffer and die. And right now the quest is to subdue America under a United Nations New World Order globalist agenda. And I'm going to tell you, Eve, to my great heartbreak, but it's true.
Yeah.
Just in the same way that they have no regard for life over in Yugoslavia, NATO, etc., they're going to do the same horrific things, irregardless of whether it murders women, children, elderly, helpless here in America under martial law. And it will not happen until martial law is declared and the Constitution is rescinded. And
that's what
Michael Maholi, CIA, told me.
Okay, most people don't really know what martial law is. You know, maybe you can talk about about that. What
martial law refers to military rule in America where the Constitution is suspended and all previous laws are totally, discarded, and you come under presidential executive orders and a military control of America. And
is that what's being done already with all the secret
that is what they're setting
orders?
Up all yes, and in fact Obama writes none of those executive orders. Those orders come from the highest levels of the CIA, Pentagon, of world planners. You have planners far beyond America who are planning the future, dividing up
Rothschilds,
the Committee of 300, the Club of Rome.
Right.
The Illuminati, they have all long planned the demise of the free America to make it part of and force it into a world government. And those military that have been recruited into this agenda have been fervently, dutifully going along with this, hardening their men to fire on women and children, as I've been told from in the military. They are building their huge, deep underground bases and cities, and not only railroads, but underground highways that reach all the way across America for thousands of miles. Truck drivers delivering food supplies have to travel under the, because they know that there's going to be fighting on the surface, not only under martial law, but here's what military sources in Kirkland Air Force Base said years ago. They said, look, lady, we are stockpiling up to 10 years' worth of emergency food supplies in the deep underground military bases across America in full anticipation of a prolonged nuclear war with nuclear strikes on American soil, they said, because of our foreign policies in the Middle East. They said it's not a matter of if, but when nuclear war is coming to North America.
And that's what the Bible says, and see how Iran is not being stopped. At least America is not stopping their nuclear development. So they said this would happen because of our policies, or these policies
in the Middle East.
Made.
That's
exactly. So
well, Russia has been threatening now because of what we're doing in Syria, what we're planning to do with Iran, Russia and China. It is pretty much a given that someday Russia and China will attack America, and they're threatening now. And you know, the most stupid thing for a government, if they cared about the people, is to take away their guns and weapons, because Americans will have to defend themselves from future war and future invasion. You will need assault rifles. You will need guns. You will need emergency food supplies, but to see, you can see how much
happen?
This government is against the people. They're wanting to seize their guns and seize their food supplies. How stupid is that? You know.
So what should the people do? What would you recommend from your understanding and background as to how the people can protect themselves?
Well, I would say this, and there's so much more that can be said. I've done 18 years of hardcore research, had my own radio broadcast, written books, been on TV, and people need to research these subjects. There's many good websites out there besides mine. Yeah,
and they're on the
internet,
right? Yes.
Oh, yes. But let me say, I'm going to say this after years of research, I'm going to be very blunt.
Okay.
You know, I see people in my region of Montana who very much know about these things. They know what's coming. They've got their guns, their food supplies, their survival supplies. They are very savvy, more so than most other areas in America. But I tell people, as I told them on my radio broadcast, you can have all those things. But if you do not, first and foremost, have a living, true, righteous relationship with Almighty God, through Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, You know what? You're probably going to die in the future confrontations of these things.
Right.
And the ultimate battle is not for who controls America, but whether your soul is saved or not. That's all that will matter. This earth will burn up. Heaven and earth will pass away, said Jesus. And all that will be left in the end, Eve, is a person's eternal soul and where they spend eternity. Will it be with Almighty God in heaven when you die, or down in the pits of eternal damnation and torment in hell and the lake of fire? The greatest thing you can do to prepare for these things to come, since I say sadly but truthfully many good Americans will die with what is to come, it's inevitable, ensure yourself the ultimate total victory. Get Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior. Get saved. Get born again. Get your life right with God, because it's only going to be, friends, through divine help, wisdom, protection, and safety that you will come through these future fires of testing coming to America.
Why don't you give an invitation for people to accept Jesus into their lives?
Absolutely.
Unless you want me to do it? Do you want me to do it?
No, I will be happy to do it. That is
Please.
Fine. I'm happy to do that.
Yes.
Yes, but first of all, let me say this, that I was dying many years ago, and at the age of 18 is when I turned to Jesus Christ for salvation. I would have absolutely died if that had not happened. You there, Eve?
I'm here. I'm just listening.
I was dying of epilepsy, brain damage, low thyroid, low blood sugar.
Wow.
My Park Avenue physician, after 5 years, could not cure me. Another doctor in New Jersey could not cure me. It took a third doctor, Dr. Jesus, to come into my heart and life to forgive my sins, save my soul. And I was totally getting involved in New Age pagan doctrine. I had my crystal ball, Ouija board. I was getting sucked into all that, and Jesus stopped it right there.
Let me say it right then. That's why. You know, Satan uses these things to kill us. He's here to kill, steal, and destroy. So you're being killed by spiritual forces. So
I was.
Ahead.
Yes. Only when I turned to Jesus Christ was I set free from New World Order doctrines of demons and deception, and healed of what two doctors, a Park Avenue physician included, could not heal me of. And it was shortly after I gave my heart and life to Jesus Christ in Alexandria, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. It was after I totally surrendered to Jesus, went home and burned my books in the occult, over 60, shattered my crystal ball, burned my Ouija board, and totally followed Jesus. A few months later, I was healed at a prayer meeting, a Christian service or prayer for healing. Went back to my, by the way, I must say, Jewish doctor in Trenton, New Jersey, Dr. Samuel Getlin. He ran all these tests on me and said, what has happened to you? You were a human vegetable. You were dying. I gave you no hope for normal future, and I see before me a normal, healed human being. What has happened? I said, sir, with all due respect, I know you're a fine Jewish doctor, but I have to tell you, it was Jesus Christ that healed me. He said, I don't care what you've done. You've had a miracle that no doctor could ever do, and I'm writing a letter that you could show to people confirming you have had a divine miracle of healing.
Amen.
That was 42 years ago. Since then, no doctors, no drugs, no prescriptions, no hospital, nothing, no health insurance, just Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, and serving Him. And I want to say this for you people out there, and I know there are many people that are actually afraid of accepting Jesus and following Him because of fear of persecution. Let me say this. There's nothing the New World Order could ever do to you that could ever compare to the horrors of not having Jesus and perishing in hell and the lake of fire. And I'm going to tell you that Jesus Christ is worth it all, and whatever you may suffer, He and your soul's eternal salvation is worth it all, because without Him, you have no salvation, and you will
have no
go to
life.
Hell.
We really have
so let
life.
Me pray with the people. I want all of you who understand this, who are listening, to pray this prayer, because Jesus not only can save your soul, but bring you through safely these times that are to come. And if you die, you've lost nothing. You gain eternity in heaven with God forever.
Amen.
Heavenly
Amen.
Father, we come before you with the precious listeners right now. Some are involved in New Age teaching. Some are outright Satanists who believe in the New World Order.
Right.
And others are people confused and wondering what this is all about. But, Father God, we ask for every person here to realize that indeed the wages of sin is death, that there is no hope for life eternal, forgiveness, and hope beyond the grave, but through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father God, I ask you right now to touch every heart listening. And those of you listening, you can pray this prayer with me. Just pray, Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Forgive my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Save my soul.
Save my soul.
I want eternal life.
I want eternal life.
And bring me safely.
And bring me safely.
Through the times that are to come.
Through the times that are to come.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And through his blood.
Amen.
And
that is absolutely correct.
Amen. And also that we make him Lord
yes,
of our lives.
Absolutely. And I will say this, if anybody wants to pray with me, Judge Eve, about any of this or talk,
yes.
I will give out my phone number. I'm not afraid to, you know,
okay,
whether
ahead.
Friend or foe alike calling, I minister
yes.
to all. My
go
phone
ahead.
Number, if you want to call me to get prayer with me, to share, discuss, whatever,
yes.
My phone number is 1-406-260-3417. That's 1-406-260-3417. And I will be happy to pray with, share, counsel,
yes.
Talk further, because that's what part of my ministry is all about. And of course,
amen.
I know, Eve, that, quote, the bad guys are listening too. But look, I had to deal with a bad guy in my own family, my own dad, and nothing phases me at this point, because I've been through it all with a New World Order Satanist of the military, my own dad, who got
yes.
saved 30 yes. years later and received
good.
Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Wow.
He admitted Satanism didn't work, that it was empty, that it was
uh-huh.
all in vain, and
uh-huh.
he turned and gave his heart and life to Jesus Christ and died
amen.
A forgiven man. 6 months
God.
Before he died, he accepted Jesus Christ as
praise
his Lord
God.
And Savior and was totally set free.
And the change we see in people will become safe.
Oh, actually, yes.
You know, in fact, I talked to a doctor in Arizona. He was a naturopath, and he told us,
yes.
it was a group of us, when they would do autopsies, they could always tell who was a Christian because their
oh,
body
yeah.
cells were actually lit up. Because, you know, the Bible
absolutely.
Keeps saying God is light with children of light.
The Holy Spirit. That is right.
Of course. And he had me minister on that one time. You know, when you think about light, it's heat and energy and all kinds of aspects of light. And that's why
and
when
that,
God
that's
uses
right.
me for healing,
absolutely.
I have to apply light to the affected area. You know,
right.
through the spirit, you know, however you want to call it. But
and let,
I'd
let
like
me
to
share a bit more, too, yes. Veggie,
yes.
real quickly here.
Yes.
And that is, you know, I know that many people in the, quote, enemy camp, unquote, are listening. You have your
yes.
Satanists and witches who believe in the New
of
World
course.
Order. You have your
right.
your government federal listeners, you know, and
sure.
monitoring who have sadly been deceived by perks, pay raises, and promotions. You have your people linked all the
yes.
way up to the Club of Rome and the Committee of 300 and,
yes.
and the Illuminati and all that.
Bilderberger.
You know what?
Yes.
That is right. But my message is to them as well, because my father got recruited into all of that. And on my
yes.
on my mother's side, we are Bush Illuminati bloodline, but also that happens to be a choice,
yes.
and we have never jumped on board the satanic agenda
amen.
Of the Illuminati. In fact,
amen.
I've been fighting Satan's kingdom all of my Christian life, but I have this
exactly.
to say.
Yes.
That Jesus died for every one of those out there
yes.
who have been deceived by New World Order doctrine and rhetoric and deceived by Satan's lies that they will rule the world under Satan. All
yes.
they will ever get for their labors for the New World Order is
nothing.
Eternal torment and damnation and
hell.
Destruction at the hands of an angry God. And I don't wish that on anybody. So for
no.
any of you listening
yes.
who have been sadly deceived by all of this, I don't care what you've done in satanic rituals by night. I know exactly what goes on. My
yes.
father was into it. I want to say this. There's nothing you've done that Jesus Christ
cannot
did not
forgive.
Die on the cross to forgive. And I've taken the hands of repentant Satanists, young kids into it, who have cried
yes.
and said, can Jesus ever forgive me for the horrible things I've done in the satanic rituals by night?
Yes.
And I would cry with them and say, dear, there's nothing you've done that Jesus did die to forgive. And they'd
amen.
Give their hearts to Jesus and get saved in front of my eyes.
Amen.
So that is the message that I really have, you know, is
yes.
that Jesus died for all. He's concerned
yes.
for his children who face great persecution under what is
right.
coming. The Christians
right.
will face great persecution in America, but he's also concerned for the
and
eternal souls of those deceived by the New World
concerned.
Order. I pray for both.
More, yes. By the
you
way,
know, I pray for both.
Yes, I agree. I'd like you to talk about what you found out about Hitler having lived to 107. Of course, I know about the paperclip project. People
yeah.
need to hear how Nazis were brought to America secretly right after the Second
right.
World War and continued
well,
their experimentation.
Yes, that's right.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes.
Ahead.
Joseph Mengele included. He was
yes.
brought here in part of the CIA mind control and military mind control.
He was supposed
to
be Jewish. He was Dr. Greenbaum. Did you know that?
Well, sure. And Sidney Gottlieb, of course, was Jewish,
yes.
you know.
Wow.
But let
yes.
me say this, that
yes.
I talked to a friend of mine, Cisco Wheeler. She was the wife of
yes.
Fritz Springmeier, who wrote the 13 Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Right.
She told
Most
me, well,
people don't know what this is all about, so
that's
slow
right.
down a little bit. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Yeah. But anyhow, she said, well, Pam, I want to share with you what I found out when I was forced into horrible military experimentation
and into mind control programming. Yes,
that is ultra, right. It all tied in with the CIA and the Nazis that came in under Operation Paperclip.
Exactly.
She said, I was actually a part of the children held in cages, experimented on by Joseph Mengele. They brought him over to continue all this kind of experimentation. She said, what an evil man he was. She said, but furthermore, she said, most people don't know this, but Hitler, and when I talked to her at that time, that was before he had died, but she said Hitler is still alive. He was brought here, you know, he's in many places, but he was also brought here to America. She said, and he has not died yet. And I knew that from being in the underground bases and in the mind control program with the CIA and the Nazis. I said, oh, really? Well, just the other day I read an article that really blew me away. It said that for a reunion with the very aged and elderly Hitler at 107, and believe me, they have drugs that can keep you alive and all that.
A long time.
And she said, the article said that Hitler, for a reunion in 1997 with some of his cronies that were still alive and people in the New World Order agenda today, met in Lake McDonald Lodge in Glacier National Park for reunion. I almost fell over backwards because I spend much time in Glacier Park. I play the piano for the tourists in Lake McDonald Lodge with its huge fireplace. It's a beautiful lodge, but Hitler always loved Garmisch-Partenkirchen in the Bavarian Alps of Germany. He loved the mountains, and the mountains of Glacier are almost identical. So I thought, well, it makes perfect sense.
Wow.
But I used to wonder about the occultic-type words written over the fireplace. I always got an easy sense that there were Masonic occult people tied in. But anyhow, if we only have a minute, let me just state this. My website is www.AmericanHolocaustComing.blogspot.com. And you can also call me at 1-406-260-3417. But we must pray as never before now for this nation, because now they're delivering these horrible military armored vehicles. Now
right
they
now,
are threatening
right
with the gun. Yes, and right now, a North Carolina police officer called Butch Paul, who's very big on broadcasting all this, and he said, look, they're preparing the people in our police department in North Carolina for a takeover and gun seizure within 30 to 45 days. He said, I believe that it's going to be coming down and the gun seizure, and if it's coming for the guns, I was told long ago it will be
the
UN NATO troops who have been trained for this, and friends, it's coming. That's all I could say. Get ready,
Pamela,
first on your knees with Jesus.
Thank you so much, Pamela. I know it's a difficult subject to talk about, but we need to be aware, because being forewarned is being forearmed, and God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We have to have knowledge. Contact Pamela. She has amazing materials. I love you all. You all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
God bless you all.
And God bless you, Pamela, as well.
Thank you, Eve. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Edenu shalom alechem, edenu shalom alechem, edenu shalom alechem, edenu shalom, shalom, shalom alechem, edenu shalom alechem, edenu shalom alechem, edenu shalom alechem, edenu shalom, shalom, shalom alechem. Edenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.